You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. And episode 81, looking at this last week of March, heading into April. This is going to look at around Sunday, March 26th through approximately Saturday, April 1st. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, I mean, Mercury is visiting all of his friends in Aries. It's like his perpetual, you know, it's like that friend that comes to town and visits you and then goes and visits the next door neighbor and then goes and visits, the friend of the friend and then the other friend next to the friend. And and just sleeps on the couch for a night and then goes somewhere else.
Aries.
That's kind of what Mercury is doing. That's what Mercury's doing in Aries. So we're coming out of a week where Mercury was up with the sun for a bit, and now it's moved on to Chiron as we open up the week. So it's at 14 degrees Aries, Chiron's at 15. I should also just say that Jupiter's at 17, Vesta's at 20, Eris is at 24. So you get the picture. There's some there's some really, that stellium is still active in Aries.
Yes.
And Mercury is going to be, just like Venus did a few weeks ago, Mercury's coming through and pinging the qualities of those planets to help us heal, I would say. Yeah. You know, that's the big theme of this week with Mercury conjunct Chiron right on Sunday.
Yep.
It's going to be about having conversations or exchanges, communication with people that might push your buttons or and help you heal some things that you might not have been able to address on your own.
Yeah.
So this is Mercury's our communication. And in Aries, it's about you personally, like your responsibility for you. And you're listening to yourself. And there might be, you know, a person that helps to elicit some response from you that will help you understand where you've been holding things in or where you've been feeling vulnerable. Mercury conjunct Chiron, an exchange of understanding around personal vulnerabilities.
Okay.
And then the same day, Mercury is parallel to Jupiter.
Oh.
They're both at the same degree of latitude in the sky.
Ah, right. Okay.
Not the same degree of the zodiac, but they're parallel. Mercury will make a conjunction to Jupiter at the same degree on Tuesday the 28th, but today, Monday, it's parallel. So it's at the same declination.
Okay.
This could be about the potential for oversharing.
Yeah.
Jupiter makes things bigger.
Right.
It's kind of, it can exaggerate things that are discovered or discussed that are of a tender or hurtful nature or healing nature. These issues might be magnified due to this declination of Mercury and Jupiter.
Yeah.
And that potential for oversharing is really strong between Sunday and Tuesday.
Okay, that's good to know.
With that parallel and with the conjunction to Jupiter, Mercury conjunct Jupiter on Tuesday. Monday, Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Uranus. So it's like, you know, it's like comes to visit and it starts shouting out to in the neighborhood, right? And so Uranus is semi-sextile. It's a kind of an insight that supports or assists with Mercury's work in Aries, which is his healing work because he's met up with Chiron most recently.
Yeah.
So there might be more surprising news or insights about Monday's ongoing conversations.
Okay.
The moon in Gemini squares Neptune. So the moon is going to be at the same place that Mars was last week. So 26 degrees of Gemini, making a square back to Neptune in Pisces. So this might bring up a reprise of issues around last week's square with Mars, Neptune square Mars. It could be just feelings or confusions or combativeness. The moon in Gemini loves to chatter. It's also rumor. Mm. Moon in Gemini square Neptune could be just rumors, you know, just talking without really knowing anything. Just to talk and start something. So not so good, just to watch out for that. In the best of times, it would be confused feelings. But because Mercury is so involved this week, I would just really, really watch out for that, for that sense of exaggerating things or being deceptive or even confusion. Try to be very clear with what you're expressing or even feeling.
Great.
Tuesday, the 28th, Mercury conjuncts Jupiter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is just Mercury's on a roll. So this brings good judgment.
Okay.
It's the capacity to take in the bigger picture. It's also speculation. So that moon in Gemini squaring Neptune, this is again kind of a cautionary note.
Yes.
Jupiter encourages us to be expansive and to think big, but in the best sense, it's going to be positive thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
And applying yourself in learning or in teaching.
Okay, great.
Yeah. The moon will make a conjunction to Mars. So this will give us, this is going to be Mars in Cancer now.
Right, yes.
So this will give us the impetus to feel and to care and to have courage and also leadership. Lead with our heart, basically. Lead with our feelings. Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
The first quarter moon could be a little, you know, a little confusing because of that Mercury conjunct Jupiter. With the moon in Cancer squaring the sun. So there might be a sense that you want to take action, but your feeling nature is just, it doesn't feel like it's the right time.
Yeah.
This is a cardinal square. You wanna do something. It's just the timing is off. So just wait.
Yep.
Wednesday, Venus makes a semi-sextile back to Chiron. So this could be a softening of the early week conversation or deep dive that brings understanding.
Wow.
So Venus is going to be helpful there. And Thursday, Mercury, see, every day there's a Mercury aspect.
Very busy.
Yes, it's just amazing. So Mercury on Thursday the 30th is going to make a conjunction to Vesta. So do you dare to speak your truth?
Hmm.
I mean, do you dare to make a commitment to something that you believe in? But then with the square from Gemini moon back to Neptune, what do you believe in?
Yeah, yeah.
And the square from the moon to the sun, what do you feel is the right thing to believe in? So there's a lot of questions around that, even though there's a desire to apply your energy and to create understanding, it might not be possible. I mean, it's good though to talk things through and also, you know, to practice. I mean, Vesta is about dedication. So it might be just a really good day to practice anything that you need to learn.
Nice. Yeah.
Mercury will also, on the same day, make a semi-sextile to Neptune. So this will help you find the dream, find the inspiration.
Okay.
It's going to be about finding your inspiration to do the work that you want to do. And that's Mercury conjunct Vesta. But Mercury's also going to be tapping Neptune to find your inspiration. What inspires you?
Yes.
The same day, Mars is going to make a trine to Saturn. So Mars is in Cancer, early degrees, making a trine up to Saturn in Pisces. Again, this kind of finding your intuitive way.
Yes. Yes.
It does still require discipline. I mean, you can intuit and you can be inspired, but if you don't take the actual steps to do the work,
right,
nothing will come of it.
Yes.
So this is a call, you know, you've had a chance to be inspired. You're gaining your, you know, trust with Mars trine Saturn and the work that's involved is
right.
It's time for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The same day Venus conjuncts Uranus, so that again is just reinforcing that whole idea of inspiration.
Yeah.
And this could also signify a new person coming into your life or a new creative project.
Mm. Okay.
And it can also be a little unpredictable, you know, like maybe just something kind of flying out of the blue, but it's it's something that might work, you know?
Okay.
Mercury on Friday the 31st will make a conjunction to Eris.
Mm. Now, is this in Aries?
Yes.
Is there more coming? I know this is just this week. We're not quite through. Will there be more of Mercury, or is that the last Aries conjunction for Mercury?
Well, for 88 days.
Okay, but here in Aries, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It takes Mercury that long to make it around the sun. But yeah, so Mercury will conjunct Eris in Aries.
He's visited all his friends in Aries.
He's gone through everyone.
In this one week. Oh my gosh.
He's so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Fleet-footed Mercury, right? Quicksilver.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Wings on his feet.
Remember the band Quicksilver Messenger Service?
Quicksilver Messenger.
Play something from them.
I'm not great with bands and the music, but if I hear it, I'll probably recognize it.
It's from the 60s. Yeah, that would be perfect this week. Excellent. With Mercury. So yeah, Mercury makes a conjunction with Eris. And Eris is, you know, she's still trying to hold our feet to the fire in terms of sticking up for the underdog, you know, like who is not at the table. Who
needs to
be at the table?
Yes, yep.
Who's not getting the best deal out of all of these deals that Mercury's running around making, you know?
Yep.
So Mercury's going to have a cahoot with Eris, and they're going to try to hammer out, you know, the deals.
Nice.
This might also signify that there might be announcements or legislation related to a wider groups of people or inclusion, diversity, inclusion, that kind of stuff. Eris is all for that.
Okay.
On a bigger scale, there might be some kind of announcement related to that. So this is quite the week for Mercury making all of these visits.
Amazing. Yeah.
For everyone, something is going to be revealed or...
Yeah.
It's a very busy week. There's a lot of communication going back and forth. Some of it's really good. Some of it's going to be challenging. Some of it's going to make you rise to, you know, to your truth. Some of it's going to make you want to become a leader or flex your leadership skills. So this is all to the good.
Yeah.
On the 1st, April 1, we have Venus making a sextile to Pallas. So Venus is in Taurus, and she's making a sextile to Pallas over in Cancer. And this might be about how do you make it work? How do you get that plan going?
Yeah.
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 So Venus is conjunct Uranus.
Okay.
She's with an orb, so she's starting to apply to Uranus, and that conjunction won't come until later. But out of all of the work that Mercury has been doing, what might be available to you by the first week in April is going to be some really good, surprising news that you can start to work with, something you can work with.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's Pallas in Cancer.
It sounds like with Mercury moving so quickly and having so many different conversations and pinging so many different aspects and celestial bodies in Aries, that staying centered, keeping our focus, grounding in our heart is going to be important, so we don't get pulled in too many directions or into too many conversations or too much that we can't handle.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mercury in Aries is about being true to yourself.
Yeah.
Putting yourself at the center of those conversations, not in a self-centered way.
Correct.
But in a way that you understand.
Yes.
You know, Mercury making its way through Aries is helping us to understand ourselves, and especially with this pileup of planets, and also because Venus has just gone through that whole stellium of planets as well.
Right. Yes.
Yep. There's been a sorting out of, you know, do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want to go in this direction?
Yeah.
Do you feel that this is going to be beneficial? So Venus has started that sorting process, and Mercury now is coming through and going, well, how can you make it happen? You've got to get over this first, or you've got to get this certification, or maybe you've got to go talk to a counselor, or maybe you need to take your driver's license, or maybe you have to take your school bus license. I don't know. But there's some kind of credentialing, perhaps, that might be necessary, that Mercury's helping us get our act together.
Yeah, get clear on. Yeah. Awesome. I wanted to mention that the card that came out on the top of the deck was the World, and on the bottom of the deck was last week's card of the Wand, the Ace of Wands. But the World, when we're talking, you were just talking about holding our center. It's this gorgeous card because in the center of this wreath is this dancer. And then in each of the four corners are these symbols in these swirling clouds. And it's sort of like in the swirl of the world outside of yourself, how with the inside of yourself, your internal, your subconscious, your being, that you find a space for clarity, for balance, for centering. And also, I want to say, like, to dance your dance through this, to dance through whatever the swirling of the world is happening. There's this figure in the center of the world who is kind of just in their sphere of beingness, if I can say, despite everything that's going on outside this circle of this wreath that's bound in these red sashes. They're dancing their dance kind of through it. And I think that feels like a practice that this week, especially just to maneuvering through all this energy of Mercury.
Yes. Does the figure have two batons? Does it have a baton in each hand?
A wand in each hand, yeah.
And the other thing that I love about that card is that the symbols in the corners are symbolic of the fixed signs. So you have an eagle for Scorpio, you have a person for Aquarius, you have a Taurus, you have a bull for Taurus, and you have a lion for Leo.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So those fixed signs, and they also relate to the, there's four books in the Bible.
Right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so those fixed signs are also about fixing our place, like helping us to find our place. And they're anchors. The corners are anchors.
Nice.
It's a card of completions and also beginnings.
Yeah.
I think it's the last card of the tarot, isn't it?
Of the major arcana.